prior to us coming here, there was one psychiatrist in the country and very few practicing psychiatric nurses. Since 2010, we've trained 63 mental health clinicians through our post-basic program, which is essentially the clinical components of a master's in psychiatric nursing. And we have expanded the number of clinicians that are in the field now in 14 out of the 15 counties in Liberia.
So, Dr. Cooper, how prevalent is this mental health crisis in Liberia?
Well, we're a post-conflict nation that endured significant trauma as a result of a decade and a half of civil war. So that does leave its emotional scars. There are a few studies that have been done, mostly limited to a few counties or single counties, that indicate as much as 40% of our population experience some form of depression, and 45% of our population experience some form of post-traumatic stress disorder.
As a young man growing up in rural Liberia, we normally see people with mental illness, and too often people refer to them as crazy people. The fact that we have now this increase in mental health care access, do you think this will make an impact? Would it be able to help these people?
We're certainly hoping so. One of the things we work on, in addition to training and increasing the capacity of the healthcare providers, is also to work on policy and programs. And so our clinicians can only be as good as the resources they have available to them, such as sufficient drugs and medication to treat some mental health disorders, appropriate resources to be able to do counseling, and to employ psychosocial interventions. But we're very hopeful that our clinicians will make a huge difference. I think we see it already in the kind of referrals that are made to the only national referral hospital we have, which is Grant Hospital, which is located in Monrovia.
As you said, you can only be efficient depending on the resources that will be made available. Who makes these resources available? The government of Liberia or through donor assistance?
The government of Liberia does rely on donors to support their essential package of health services, which includes the availability of psychotropic medications. So it's both the government of Liberia in partnership with international donors.